with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting nearly all of Puerto Rico is without power on New Year's Eve. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A blackout has hit more than 1.3 million clients in Puerto Rico, and officials say it could take up to 2 days to restore power. The private company that oversees electricity transmission and distribution says it looks like the outage was caused by a failure in an underground power line. Puerto Rico is continuing to struggle with chronic power outages blamed on a crumbling power grid that was damaged by Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm in September 2017. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ukraine's military intelligence says one of its naval surface drones has shot down a helicopter off occupied Crimea.
The black and white video, apparently shot at night, appears to show the maritime drone coming under attack from the air. It seems to fire back. The video is jerky and edited, but it appears to show an explosion in the sky and a large object crashing into the sea. A senior Russian proxy official in Crimea posted that two Ukrainian naval drones were destroyed overnight, without saying where. If the Ukrainian claim proves accurate, it's thought to be the first time a naval drone has been used to shoot down an aerial target in combat.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting. New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goal of what is known as congestion pricing is to reduce gridlock and pollution and to raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week that the state is pushing forward with the plan. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 29 points, the Nasdaq dropped 175. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism surged in 2024.
Frankly, things have been getting worse for some time, but the deadly terrorist attack on Israel in the fall of 2023 sparked a surge in acts of hate against Jews that dominated the headlines this year. Here in the U.S., college campuses were convulsed by pro-Palestinian protests and attacks on Jewish students. Synagogues and other Jewish institutions were vandalized, prompting many Christian leaders to express their solidarity with Israel and Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion has become slightly more common in the U.S. despite bans or deep restrictions in most Republican-controlled states, and the legal and political fights over its future are not over yet. It's now been 2.5 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and put the issue in the hands of the state. As the ban swept in, abortion pills became a bigger part of the equation, some two-thirds of abortions performed. This is SRN News. The ousted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad has been named the most corrupt person of the year.
The poll, which has been running for over a decade, invites experts and the public to nominate an individual or institution that has done the most to advance corruption and organized criminal activity. The judges admitted that Kenya's president, William Ruto, had received the most votes, at over 40,000, following months of demonstrations over youth unemployment and a contentious finance bill proposal. But the judges ultimately decided to award Mr. Assad because of recent events in Syria. A new special lifetime non-achievement award has been given to the president of Equatorial Guinea.
BBC correspondent Camilla Mills reporting. Panama is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the U.S. handover of the Panama Canal, which President-elect Trump has threatened to take back. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.